The Side Piece, a novel by J.M. Vella, narrated by Dr. Joe Vio. Chapter 30. Valerie was relieved to hear from Marianne and delighted to accept her invitation to join her and JC for a girls' brunch. "I thought we might go to the Shangri-La Cafe," Marianne suggested. "I met the owner at the club. She said she knew you." Valerie raised an eyebrow. "I do." "Well, apparently, Chase is a regular there, and he's crazy about their banana cream pie. I thought it might be fun for us to try it out."
"That would be fun," Val grinned, relishing the thought of that rotten Chase Howard's wife and mistress making friends. Poor Marianne didn't have a clue.
Marianne checked her iPhone. "It looks like they open at 11 a.m. Can you meet us there?"
"Of course. I'll see you at 11.
Val hung up her phone and chuckled to herself. "This is rich." Marianne asked Olga to keep an eye on Jack, explaining that she and JC were going on a girls' day with Valerie. JC was over the moon to see her cool Auntie Val again. Marianne had decided to forgive and forget, and perhaps apologize herself for carrying on the way she did over that whole ear-piercing faux pas. JC had actually surprised her mother at how carefully she cared for her newly pierced ears, and Marianne was secretly delighted at the responsible child she could be when she was determined to prove herself. JC deserved to be trusted. After all, if it weren't for her quick action, Jack could have drowned in that pool at the club. She shuddered at the memory of it. Thank God she had JC, who always made it her business to look after her twin. Marianne wrestled JC's unruly blonde mop into a tight top knot with the help of a half a can of hairspray and several bobby pins. She dressed her daughter in the ballet school's regulation pastel pink leotard and tights, and suggested JC pull on her rainbow tulle skirt to complete the ensemble. "That way, when you get to ballet, you just need to pull off your skirt, put on your slippers, and you'll be all set. Just be very careful not to spill anything on your leotard," she cautioned. "You know how fussy Madame is about appearance."
"I'll be extra super careful, Mommy," she assured.
Valerie was waiting for them just outside the door of the Shangri-La Cafe. Shonda was in the habit of opening the door for business at 11 a.m. on the dot. The two women and little girl exchanged hugs, complimenting each other on their outfits.
"Oh, my God, don't you look precious, JC," Val gushed, "like a little fairy princess."
"Thank you, Auntie Val," she demurred. "You look really pretty, too."
Val responded to the compliment with an extravagant curtsy. "Why, thank you." She put out her foot to show off her new black patent Manolos.
"What do you think, Marianne? Aren't they divine?"
"They are gorgeous, but I'll never understand how you managed to stay upright in those heels."
Val winked. "You're just spoiled from wearing running shoes all day long." The "Sorry, we're closed" sign flipped over in the window to "Yes, we're open," and they could hear someone fumbling with the keys in the deadbolt. Chuck stood at the entrance as the door swung open.
"Welcome, ladies."
He stepped to the side to usher them in. Marianne smiled at the kitschy tropical decor and music playing in the background.
"Cute place," she commented to Val as they followed Chuck to a corner table.
As they sat, Marianne looked around the cafe.
"Excuse me, is Shonda working today?"
"She's here every day. She's in the kitchen right now, but she'll be out shortly. Can I get you ladies anything while you wait? We make our piña coladas with fresh pineapple juice. And maybe a Shirley Temple for the little lady?"
"Sounds good to me," Val looked at her friend.
I'll just have black coffee, please, Marianne answered, then nodded to Val. Please, indulge. It's just a little early for me.
Valerie didn't hesitate to stick to her order, and JC was more than happy to have soda for once.
One black coffee, one pina colada, and one Shirley Temple coming right up, Chuck replied as he walked back to the bar.
Before too long, Shonda emerged from the kitchen in one of her signature sarongs. This one featured a white hibiscus floral over a lime green background. She recognized Valerie and Marianne right away, took in a deep breath to compose herself, and sauntered over to the corner table, flashing a big smile.
Well, look who's here. It's so nice of you to come in.
Your cafe is darling, Shonda, Marianne offered. I know you know Val, but this is my daughter, JC. She patted JC impatiently on the arm. Say hello to Miss Shonda, JC.
Hello,
JC whispered, suddenly bashful. She recognized the woman's name and voice immediately as the woman who called the house when her dad got so upset. She wondered why. Miss Shonda seemed nice.
Shonda handed them each a menu, including a child's menu in coloring book form with a tiny box of crayons for JC, who got to work immediately at filling in the outline of what would soon be a very colorful parrot, as the two women examined the menu. Marianne looked up first.
I need to make sure I leave room for that banana cream pie, so I'll just have a side salad.
Valerie frowned at her fashionably thin friend before placing her order. She eats like a rabbit. That's why she looks like that, she confided to Shonda. I'll have the Eggs Benedict with extra hollandaise, if you please, and I'll still make room for pie. The three women chuckled.
I'll be sure to set aside two slices for you both. What about you, JC? What would you like?
Mac and cheese,
she muttered, without looking up from her coloring.
Mac and cheese, please, Marianne coaxed.
Mac and cheese, please.
You've got it, sweetie.
Shonda collected the menus and hurried back to the kitchen, feeling awkward and unsure about the situation. She was well aware that Valerie knew all about her affair with Chase Howard and was an old friend of Marianne's.
Why in the world would she bring her here?
Then she remembered the conversation she had with Marianne the other day when she conned her way into the Greenhaven Lake Club. She intended to confront Marianne and tell her all about her affair with Chase, but she just couldn't do it.
Damn her! Why did she have to be so gracious and sweet?
Well, she mused, at least I can keep blackmailing Chase into supporting me like I deserve. Marianne never needs to find out, so long as he pays up.
Hey, Shonda!
It was Chuck bringing her back from her thoughts.
Do you mind watching the bar for a minute? I've got to make a call to my bank. I found some charges on my credit card that ain't mine. Damn hackers.
Sure, go ahead.
She nodded as Chuck headed into the small back office and shut the door behind him. Shonda walked behind the bar and busied herself preparing the piña colada, dumping coconut milk, fresh pineapple juice, rum, and ice into a blender.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm looking for the owner.
The gruff voice whispered behind her back.
You her?
She turned around with a full blender pitcher in her hand.
That's me. What can I do for you?
She looked down and noticed the man's hand gripping a handgun pointed at her chest. She slowly looked up at his face and saw it was mostly concealed by a dirty red bandana.
Okay, she whispered. Don't shoot.
She carefully sidestepped to the cash register at the end of the bar, keeping her eyes on the gun. She opened the drawer and pulled out the bills, laying them in neat stacks. He grabbed them with his other hand and stuffed the money in his pants pocket.
Take me to your safe.
He tilted his head toward the office. She knew Chuck was in there on the phone and panicked. She didn't want to bring him into this. God only knows what he would do.
I I don't have a safe, she lied. It's a small business.
He pointed the nuzzle of his gun toward the office door.
Move it.
What's a girl gotta do to get a piña colada around here? Valerie yelled from behind him. Startled, Bandana Guy turned around as the loud pop of a bullet rang through the cafe.